Okay, good evening. I think I'm here. Good evening and welcome to the regularly scheduled May 3rd meeting of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District Board of Trustees. The board met previously in closed session and we discussed several items. We had a conference with the real property negotiator proposed for the order of business. I would ask that someone second my motion to move where is it?
Item 9.
Is it item 9? Okay. Move item 9 from the action consent agenda to the first order of business this evening. And then that we change the order of our presentations to, we have some students from the San Luis Obispo High School Barbershop Quartet that are here. This gets a little awkward. They're here actually to serenade Mrs. Barnhart, who we will be recognizing as our Teacher of the Year. However, they have another engagement, and so I would propose, and it's not nearly as important, I might add, I would propose that we move under presentations first to the Barbershop Quartet, followed by, we have our award-winning Latin students from San Luis Obispo High School are here, but they have testing and schoolwork to do, so followed by our Latin students, moving on to recognition of the San Luis Coastal Teacher of the Year, and then finally, last but certainly not least, a presentation by our County Superintendent of Schools, Julian Crocker.
We'll second that.
Do we need to vote on it?
Yes.
Okay.
We
have consensus on that? Okay. So then first, we will... First, we'll enjoy some singing by the San Luis Obispo High School Barbershop Quartet.
Gentlemen, might I interrupt for just a second? And Madam Chair, if I could too, thank you. I had an opportunity Saturday night. Yes, it was Saturday night to attend the PAC and watch all of the wonderful music bands and Sunday it was. Time flies. Anyway, whatever day of the week it was, this was just a spectacular music concert that involved the concert bands, the jazz bands from both Morro Bay High School, from San Luis Obispo High School, and then choruses, the combined choruses from both high schools. And included in the show were these four gentlemen here who did two barbershop numbers that I'm sure we're going to get a chance to see a reprise of. And I just let you know that it just stopped the show and brought everybody out of their chairs. We're in for a treat tonight.
Thank you.
No pressure. Fantastic.
Yes. Our first song we would like to sing for all of you will be Marchi.
Okay.
My little Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration, days are never blue. After all is said and done, there is really only one, oh my. Margie, it's you. My little Diane, I'm always thinking of you, Diane. I'll tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me.
My sweetie.
I have bought a home and ring and everything for Diane. You've been my inspiration, days are never blue. After all is said and done, there is really only one. Oh, Diane, Diane, it's you. Diane, it's you.
Well, congratulations on being Teacher of the Year District 1.
We'll meet her on the street, then we'll join the army of married boobs to the altar.
Just like leading lamps to slaughter.
When it's over, oh boy, we get a good bachelor days we then recall. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief. We all are bound for
boom, boom, boom.
Goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love,
my honey.
I'm gonna go away and leave you. Never to see you any,
never gonna see you any.
I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat, never to return again.
So goodbye. Farewell.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, my Coney.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, my Coney.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
Bye, my Coney Island. Bay.
Once again, congratulations. See us at Spring Concert, June 9th.
Okay, let's see. Which one are we pulling off entrance? I'm going to go to Mary next. And then I'm going to go to Lamb. Okay. I'd like to move next to item 8. On the consent agenda? 9. Rather, item 9.
Move to approve.
Second. Moved by Dr. Olker and seconded by myself. Are we all dead?
I'm
off. Am I just
from
short?
The diaphragm.
From the diagram. Okay.
Move to approve item number 9.
Okay, and second, item 9. That is the
approval of assistant superintendent's contract.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye. Welcome, Mary. We're so glad you're here with us. We can't wait to move up to the table. Yeah.
You do? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak to this item? Dr. Valentine.
Madam President, it's with great pleasure that I can bring forward to the board an opportunity to appoint Dr. Mary Matakovich as Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services. Mary has been in our district for many years, served as the principal of this high school, San Luis Obispo High School, moved in as Director of Instructional Services, and tonight, pending the board's action, we are looking forward to having her join us as Assistant Superintendent.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Board discussion? Okay. Well, Mr. Marinello.
This one's on. I just want to
echo Dr. Valentine's praise for Mary and the support you have given to us on the board, the support you've rendered to the school sites, your incredible work ethic. We are all going to benefit from your elevation to this position. It's terrific. Happy to see it.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Passes unanimously. Would ask Dr. Matakovich to join us, please.
I just wanted to add, if I could, Mary is such a publicity hound, as you can tell. She's so comfortable in the spotlight and being appreciated, but it's great to have her here.
I had one thing about the cookies, too. My husband, Robert, made cookies especially for Mary's. And anyone, you might want to pass them around if they last so long. The board ate half of them in closed session.
That is true. And we were concerned, Ed. We know that Mary's been helping you along for a long time, and you were having to sit up here without her, so we just needed to bring her along, keep you in line.
Oh. And along with that distinction for the club in general, they came back with 41 separate individual awards. So I'm going to step aside, introduce Tom, and have him tell you a little bit about the competition at the Junior Classical League, introduce his students, and let them tell you about their experience. Mr. Weinschenk.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jones and everyone. My name is Tom Weinschenk, as I said, San Luis Obispo High School Latin teacher, and I'm here presenting a deserved award here to these great students. These are six out of the 38 students from San Luis Obispo High School who attended the 50th annual California Junior Classical League Convention. This time it was in Irvine, California at University High School. And I'll just give you a few numbers of the immensity of the process. There were 48 different schools at the event. There were 1,481 students competing, and we competed with 19 other schools, which were called medium-sized schools. Some of these are some of the finest schools in California, many of them private schools. And as Mr. Jones said, we were able to take 41 different awards in areas such as ancient geography, ancient history, Latin mottos, Latin oratory, modern mythology, board games, decorative stitching, et cetera, and I'd just like to introduce a couple of our award winners out of the 38 that we took. First of all, right next to me is our Latin Club president. She's been at the JCL convention now 3 years in a row, and for 3 years she's taken first place as in the category board games, and she's going to say a word in just a second. So Devin McReynolds, and next to her is Greg Larson, and he's very distinguished in that out of 403 Latin 2 students all throughout the convention, and these are the best students of Latin in California. He was number one in Latin academics with awards in Latin sight reading, Latin oratory, grammar, and reading comprehension. And he was also in charge of our band, too. Next to Greg is Chelsea Tyrone, a freshman who came away with awards in essay writing, modern myth, and dramatic interpretation, which is very hard for a Latin 1 student. Next to her is Jenny Martella, who is also a freshman, and yet she came competing with all students with awards in greeting cards, cartoons, and what was the other one, Jenny? Greeting cards and cartoons. Yes, exactly. And then we have next to her, Christian Reinisch, who came away with first place in Latin oratory, where he had to memorize something in Latin and recite it. It was quite impressive for a Latin 1 student to do that. And finally, Amanda Allwood, who is a Latin 3 AP student along with Devin, and she took second place in dramatic interpretation. I'm just really proud of these students, not only proud of their awards, but I think for me, more importantly, is their behavior was outstanding. And we have I can tell you, throughout the state, these kids made our school and our district look very, very good. And if you talk to any of these schools, they will echo those feelings. So we have a lot to be proud of. And I'd like to introduce Devin McReynolds. She's going to speak as president about the process of getting involved and bringing these kids. And then Greg Larson, who was overall academic winner. So Devin McReynolds.
Thank you. We had a great year in Latin Club, starting in September when we started preparing for the convention in April. We raised about $3,000 this year to go to the convention to make sure that everybody who wanted to go could. We held the first annual Latin Club banquet in February this year, where we held a banquet and entertainment for about 100 people, and we raised $1,000 for that, too. In order to prepare for the convention, we had to do a lot of studying, a lot of working on our art projects. And for every Thursday for the few months leading up to the convention, we would meet in Mr. Weinschenk's room and watch history videos and get lectured on daily life and work on the banner. And it just really helped us to claim first place. So we just hope to have your support over the years, because Latin is a great program to have here at the school, and we're really lucky to have it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Devin. As Devin and Mr. Jones and Mr. Weinschenk were telling you, and also I feel that I speak for every Latin student here to say that we're very grateful.
Give a lot of thanks to all the parents, Mrs. Reinisch, who's here. I want to especially thank Will and Judy Bellis, who chaperoned and brought their daughters, one of whom was all-around athletic winner, Corey Bellis, at the convention, which was another great accomplishment. Mr. Mike Lara, English teacher at our high school, who was a chaperone. Dee Dee Lease, a mother who helped with her expertise in suggesting how to put this banner together that took second place. We also had Alan McReynolds, who was there for everything that we did, and Barbara Bailey, who actually helped make many, many togas, which were required dress on Saturday morning. With the financial help of the community and the boosters and the support of Mr. Jones and everyone, we just want to say thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to underscore what the students indicated, and that this program is so successful because of the work of Tom Weinschenks and his connection to the kids. Again, we see this in our district all the time. I also wanted to testify to the usefulness of Latin, because I took 3 years of Latin in high school back before it was a dead language. And just the other day, I'm channel surfing past Fox News, and there's a logo that says Habemus Papam. I could translate it. We have a pope. So anyway, I want to commend the kids, having been through Latin in high school, and Tom, fine program, and please keep up the good work, and you can sure count on the board's support in the future.
Dr. Olker.
Yeah, and I wanted to echo those remarks that Mr. Millar made. And there's several other teachers here in the audience that, you know, this is something where we can see really the effect of one teacher and how it can make such a major impact in a program at our high school. And we have several other people here in the audience that have made similar impacts in music or science programs. And so, you know, this is, you can see how one individual can make a huge difference. So thanks.
Is this Mrs. Dickinson?
I read the expressions part of it. There's just a satirical piece, Latin Club or Latin Cult. But I just want to quote one part. Perhaps the most easily recognized characteristic of a cult is the members' worship of their charismatic leader. When asked for her feelings about Mr. Weinschenk, McReynolds said, "I have more than respect for that man, if you can even call him a man. Really, he's more of a golden god."
Okay. Is that it? Okay. We'll move on now then.
Madam President?
Oh, yes,
could I throw in my two cents as long as I'm here? Yeah. Anyway, I just, Tom, thank you so much for being here tonight and for bringing your kids forward to be recognized. It's so much press is given to state championships and league championships that occur on the athletic field, and we're very, very proud when those events occur in our high schools. But I want everybody to know that we are equally proud to bring our Latin students back as state champions. We're equally proud to bring our musicians and our vocalists back and the trip to Carnegie Hall. We are proud of our auto diagnostic teams who are competitive anywhere they go. We are proud of our mock trial teams. That this is a tribute to the teachers that come forward and go way, way beyond the call of duty. And I think you can read it in Tom's face as he presented his kids tonight, the kind of pride that he has in them. And I think you heard it in their voices, the kind of pride they have in him. Well done.
Thank you. We'll move on now to Teacher of the Year, Mr. Robinette. Oh, Dr. Valentine. And then I have to go back.
Yes, sir.
I'm not Rick Robinette, so you're going to have to take the B team here for a moment. Rick, by the way, is at a celebration for his own son, who's receiving an award, Morro Bay High School Senior of the Year, tonight. Rick said he was hoping he could be back in time to make this presentation, but fortunately for me, he's not, and I get a chance to do that. I do have Rick's notes. Each year, schools are given an opportunity to select a teacher. Is Mrs. Laura Boyle. Teaching has always been not only Mrs. Boyle's profession of choice, it has been her lifelong passion. Her dedication to the students of Bishop's Peak has been demonstrated through her role in instituting school traditions such as the sixth grade haunted house at the fall carnival, sixth grade musical, and extended study trips. Throughout her career, Laura spent many of her planning periods, recesses, and lunch breaks working one-on-one with students. Mrs. Boyle has the ability to build enthusiasm for learning in her class and to turn her classroom into a rich learning environment. Faculty, staff, parents, and community members rave about her energy, drive, professionalism, and never-ending quest to provide whatever students need to succeed. Laura, would you come forward, please?
Good luck in the year to come.
And if just say hello. Thank you, Laura. Ron Hamley is our next honoree. Mr. Hamley is one of the most respected members of the San Luis Obispo High School faculty. He is always the voice of reason in the midst of confusion. People listen to Ron.
Mr. Hamley has a vision of education that is inclusive of all ability levels and all curricular departments. Ron is a talented person who could have immersed himself in the highest levels of academic classes in the sciences. Yet he has continued to teach the middle and lower level classes. Although Mr. Hamley has taught all levels of science, he is also known for his work with track athletes. He has earned the respect of both students and their parents on both the track field and in the classroom. Ron Hamley, would you come forward? Barbara Salatis here? I'm going to read Barbara's notice. And Deborah Zolnowski? Deborah? Okay. I'm going to read Barbara's, and then we'll finish with Deborah, and then we'll move to Teacher of the Year. Mrs. Salatis is an exceptional teacher who models a caring attitude, is willing to help all students, and desires success for all. The ultimate compliment paid to her is having students and parents request that she be their teacher, which happens every year. The staff senses Barbara's genuine and sincere feelings during staff meetings, staff development, and management team meetings. People listen to what she says, as it is always well thought out and educationally sound. Barbara works well with her students through encouraging and motivating her students during doing community projects. She also took on the responsibility as advisor to the Math Count Club. Mrs. Salatis gives generously of her valuable time, and often her work extends beyond the school day. Let's give a round of applause to Barbara. Our next honoree is Debbie Zolnowski. Mrs. Zolnowski's skills are strong because she's always looking for ways to improve. This level of dedication to her profession has earned her high levels of respect from her peers and students. Debbie is an extremely caring teacher who students know they can trust. She is quiet and caring, but also accepts and excels in leadership roles as director of our yearbook and newspaper, focus group leader during WASC, and member of the management team. Mrs. Zolnowski is a teacher whose students respect and trust her, a leader and advocate for Morro Bay High, and a person we should all strive to be. Debbie, would you come forward? Thank you. At this point, I'd like to introduce two very special people. The first one is the principal of Los Osos Middle School, Mrs. Diane Frost.
And I choose the word experiences very carefully because her classroom is a new experience for her students every day. It's stories, anecdotes, hands-on activities for the students. When those students walk in that classroom, they don't know what's coming next, but they're excited about everything they do, and they leave that classroom with a love of science. Mrs. Barnhart is respected by her peers. She has been a department chair on our campus for a number of years and really goes the extra mile, provides anything that her department needs, lesson plans, guidance. She goes to conferences and brings back information to those teachers. She takes heart in the fact that her department is second to none and does what she can do to make sure that that is the case on a year-by-year basis. She is also respected by her students because of what she imparts to them on a daily basis and the fact that she is there for them at all times. Her classroom is open before school, Her classroom is open at lunch and after school also, if these students want to spend the time that way. She also has started a very, very popular program called the Creature Crew, going above and beyond, again, working with some students on our campus. They take creatures to the elementary school and actually appeared on the Teach Telethon, where Diana appeared also this year and did an amazing job. She is also respected by our community. This is a teacher who is very well known in Los Sosos and Morro Bay, not only because of the work she does with the students that she currently has, but she has been with our community for a number of years and is now beginning to know the parents on a different level, maybe having taught a couple of them in the past also. There are many people in our community who say they got their love of science from Mrs. Barnhart and the time that she spent with them. A very, very excellent teacher to serve San Luis Coastal as the District Teacher of the Year. And as Dr. Valentine said, our former Teacher of the Year also wanted to say some words about Mrs. Barnhart.
Diana has been described by her peers and those who nominated her as the most enthusiastic teacher they've seen in years. That is reflected in her classroom. If you walk into her classroom, it's been described for you what it's like. Being there as a parent, I know my son was ecstatic, and so was my daughter. They both have this love of science that's just enticing. Also, Diana is very involved with her summer travels. When she travels to foreign places, dark jungles, she always returns with stories, new skills, and specimens to share. And it's contagious for staff, students, and parents, many of which we know before, parents of students who she's taught before. Diana also works real close with the community. She's helped our students understand water issues that are affecting us now on the Central Coast. She takes them on trips to the streams and the ponds, gathering water to investigate later in the classroom. She's also invited prominent scientists in the county to visit for science fairs as mentors and tutors. When Diana was notified of this award, I believe Dr. Valentine walked into her classroom last week. She was very busily engaged in a science experiment with crankcase oil and magnets and promptly asked Dr. Valentine to get down and dirty and grab a hold of a magnet and have fun. When asked why she did this, her answer was, "That's just what we do. That's just what teachers do. We engage everyone in the lesson." And when she returned home that evening, her husband, Mr. John Barnhart, now Mrs. Barnhart's husband, saw a beautiful vase of flowers on the table and thought, "Well, I didn't miss a birthday, and it's not our anniversary." And then he saw the glow and the pride in his wife's eyes, and he said, "Aha, the secret's out." Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you San Luis Coastal Unified School Teacher of the Year for the year 2005-2006, Miss Diana Barnhart.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just want to add something impromptu here. My name is Vicki Rayburn. I'm the library media teacher at Los Osos Middle School. I've been there for 11 years, and I love working there. And one of my favorite things in the world to do is to walk past Diana's door. It's always open, and never once in 11 years have I ever passed by that door, and I always look in because there's great things going on, have I not seen Diana smiling. She smiles the whole time she's teaching. It is amazing. I always, kind of bet myself, well, is she going to be smiling? Yeah, there she is.
His appreciation and honors you for your contributions to the students of our district and for your example as an outstanding teacher.
Thank you.
And lastly, this we are not going to give to Diana, but this is the permanent plaque, which lists our past recipients. You can see Tina Lucas's name in the former lead position, and now Diana Barnhart's is leading the pack here. And this will reside proudly in our district office to honor you, too. Do we have Teachers of the Year in the room? I know Gary was, Ron was. How great. Congratulations.
They said I'd get to say something, so I thought I would. I teach in a community where the parents really care about the kids and really work with the kids, and so our kids are really neat kids. And I work with people who are excited about working with kids, and that's wonderful. And we have all sorts of things going on campus. And I have a principal who is everywhere all at the same time, and she's always supporting what we're doing and finding some way to get whatever we need. And I have a husband who carries treasures out of the jungle. We came from one place with a big alligator head on his lap, and he carried bugs like this out of the Guatemala jungle in his pocket. And picks
stuff. You don't know how many times I've been in secondary search in the airport of this
world. This is true. And I have a district office that actually comes to me and says, "Isn't there anything that you need?" Can you believe that? Isn't there anything that you need? I couldn't think of anything. Because we have lots of stuff. But the best thing that I have is 180 kids. Oh, and I forgot the district. I have a president of the Board of Education who saved me from the used motor oil that splashed all over everywhere. I had it all the way to both elbows. And the president of the school board came to my rescue with goo off or some stuff that it was awful.
It's true.
Thank you, Mrs. President.
You're welcome.
And I have 180 kids who are willing, they're middle school, they're eighth grade, and they are willing to not be cool for a whole hour every day. And so they sit on the floor and play with marbles. We have roller coaster marbles. And they played today. We talked about quicksand and how to save yourself in case next time you get in quicksand. And the used motor oil was last week. And the week before was why you don't use skinny extension cords, because it caught fire and smelled bad. And when we work on chemistry, things blow up and they turn colors. And we learned what it's like to beam down on Jupiter, to beam down on Mars. And we dissected eyeballs after studying the physics of light. And the kids are just wonderful. They come in and, "What are we going to do today?" And it's wonderful. And I've had some of your children, and I've thoroughly enjoyed them. And this is a great way to spend time. It doesn't get much better than this. I'd rather be doing this than anything in the world, and it's a great place to work. Thank you.
I would like to just elaborate a little bit on what Mrs. Barnhart was talking about with the motor oil. I work at Miner's Ace Hardware in Los Osos, and I was going about my business last week, and Mrs. Barnhart came flying in, and she was covered with motor oil from her hands all the way up her arms, and I did have to take the Citrusolve and clean her up. But she was less concerned about herself than about the motor oil that had been spilled at the school, and wanted me to assure her that Citrusolve would get that off the floor. And that is so like her, to just be totally involved in whatever she's doing and giving 100% and not caring, how you look or what. That it's just, You are the most wonderful teacher, and the students that have you are really greatly blessed and enriched by that experience, so I congratulate you. San Luis Obispo County Office of Education update by Superintendent Julian Crocker.
Thank you. As if I could say no to kids or no to Diana. Anyway. Well, thank you for allowing me just a few minutes. I know you've got a long agenda, so I'll be very brief. At your places, you have a folder from the county office. My reason in being here today is to just briefly give you an update for the county office. Periodically, I like to come to each of our boards to kind of keep you up to speed in terms of what's happening with the county office and also allow you an opportunity to ask any questions that you may have. So I'll just quickly go over the items that are in the folder with you. Most of you, I'm sure, have probably seen our annual report. It came out in the newspaper and you'd received it before. But I would draw your attention, if you don't remember this, the centerfold here actually is Tina Lucas, because it does honor the Teachers of the Year for last year. So Diana's picture certainly will be here next year, perhaps in the centerfold also. In addition to that, you have a copy of our strategic plan for your nighttime reading, I'm sure. And then our fingertip facts that kind of give you some quick statistics about the county. And then something I would like to just briefly speak from, which is the little brochure that says Unyielding Advocacy for Youth. Again, although I know most of you certainly know the scope of the services that the county office provides, I did want to highlight three or four just very quickly. On the inside of that brochure, you see the various services that are there. Some of the items that we are charged with are mandated items, things such as credentialing. All of the teachers in our county register their credentials with the county office, so we have the responsibility for ensuring that teachers are properly credentialed and are also properly assigned. In our county, we have a very high percentage that meet both of that, well above about 98%. One of our strong mandated services, of course, is probably the one you know us the most for, is our fiscal oversight. You know that when you approve tentatively your annual budget, you submit that to our office for review, as well as your interim reports, as well as your collective bargaining tentative agreements also. And again, that is one of our mandated services. I would say something that's not known, I don't think, a great deal, except if you receive a paycheck from us. We do process the payroll for all of the employees in all 10 districts, as well as Cuesta, and it's about a $17 million a month payroll. It's probably one of the largest in the county, actually, that comes through our office. The area of student services, of course, these are the areas where we do provide direct service to your students in two primary areas. One, youngsters who are severely handicapped in the special education area are served by the County Office of Education, and then youngsters in our alternative education program, either the court or community schools, and also you have students in the Grizzly Charter School also, for example. Our Educational Services Division, represented by Mr. Barnhart here, who's in charge of that, our Assistant Superintendent. Variety of services there, the academic competitions, direct services to our small districts particularly, working very collaboratively with our larger districts. And by the way, I'd like to also congratulate Mary on her new position here. A strong professional development component with our Educational Services also. And then finally, I would like to draw your attention to two items that I'll spend just a second or two about. One, you have something on the right-hand side of the folder entitled the Williams Lawsuit Settlement. You probably have a very general understanding of that. It actually is part of a very historical line of court decisions dealing with the issue of equity in public education. You well know that our two commitments in public education are not only to excellence, and you hear a lot of talk about that, and you certainly do a good job as a district, but an equally important commitment is to equity, which means we not only want excellence for our students, we want to have excellence for all students. The courts in our nation and our state have oftentimes been the guardian of that particular side of the equation, whether it's Brown versus Board of Education or Serrano Priest in our state. The latest is the Williams lawsuit settlement. And essentially, it's an attempt through the judicial process, in this particular case a settlement, to ensure that all students have at least what is measurable in terms of equity, particularly focusing on credentialed teachers or qualified teachers, instructional materials, and facilities. I'm sure your staff has already briefed you about some of these. The initial effort for the Williams settlement is on schools that are in the lower three deciles of the academic performance index. We have three of those schools in our county, and that's where our initial effort is to ensure those things for facilities, for teachers, and for materials. There are some requirements for all school districts. San Luis Coastal is included in that. There are mainly reporting requirements, and then I will then be making a report not only to the County Board of Education, but in provide voluntary universal preschool for all four-year-olds. About half the students, generally speaking, in our county who enter kindergarten do not have access to quality preschool. So as most of our kindergarten teachers can tell you quite easily, they can see the achievement gap on the very first day of kindergarten. And regardless of what we try to do, from that moment on, unfortunately for many youngsters, that achievement gap continues to grow. So the object is to close that gap before they enter kindergarten. So that's exciting, and it's an effort that I think we'll see increasing interest and certainly increasing involvement from the County Office of Education also. Again, congratulations to you. You have an excellent school district. You've got a great staff, great teaching staff. It's really a pleasure to work with you. So if you have any questions or items or comments, I'd be glad to try to respond.
Julian, I just wanted to make a quick comment. The board commissioners for the first five group is really a terrific alignment of folks in various parts of the public sector and private area, and yourself included, and I commend you for this project. I think it's going to reap dividends for kids in the future. And as always, it's good to see you. We appreciate you coming to see us and giving us a report.
Thank you.
Yes. Dr. Olker.
Yes, and Dr. Crocker, I happen to have seen a Teach
yes.
Foundation T-shirt
yes,
over there.
That looks familiar.
Yes, and just wanted to thank you for your efforts for the Teach Foundation. Dr. Crocker shows up every year and answers the telephone during the foundation and has been a great support to us, and that's the Educational Foundation for our school district. Thank you.
Thanks. It's a great effort.
Mr. Unger.
Perhaps, Dr. Crocker, you could explain what the green dot on your tie is with the 0-1 on it.
Well, it's very appropriate that we're honoring the Barnhards here. This is a 0-1, which is actually 1 second. It stands for 1 second, and it's part of our effort in asset development to take a second to make a difference is what it actually means. So a lot of things that people can do that don't take a lot of time that really enhance the well-being of children.
That's
so
true.
That's what that is.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, at this time we're scheduled to take a short break, but I wonder if I can get board support to make yet another change in the order of business so that we might hear from our student representatives and release them, because this is a testing week and they have a lot going on, and then we can have an opportunity to have a short break and congratulate Mrs. Barnhart. I'll move a change in the order of business.
That's fine. That sounds good.
We're all with it? Okay. So let's begin with, looks like, Morro Bay High School.
I'm Nisa Nan Curvis from Morro Bay High School. I would like to start off by congratulating two very important people. The first is our English teacher, our yearbook and newspaper teacher, Ms. Olnowski, who was voted Morro Bay High School's Teacher of the Year. And she is my teacher, and she definitely deserves that award. And also, many of us students of Morro Bay High School had the opportunity to be taught by Ms. Barnhart. So on behalf of the students of Morro Bay, I would like to congratulate you. On to events. Last Sunday, we had a Save the School choir and band concert, which was very successful. STAR testing began today and will continue this week and next week, which is nice for us seniors because we get to come late to school for the next 2 weeks. And today, the Morbay Rotary Club visited Morbay High School to look at our newly named Distinguished School. And ASB gave them tours, and FFA barbecued for them. Our Mardi Gras-themed prom is this Saturday, May 7th, at the Slo Vets Hall. Academic award ceremony is at 6:30 at Morbay High School on May 11th. And Morbay would like to thank Dr. Valentine and the board members who will be coming. And we have a Casablanca by the Sea North African dinner on May 14th. And our math teacher, Ms. Abuan, will actually be cooking the food for that. And it is to benefit the ASB class at Morbay High School. We have FFA annual awards banquet at Morbay High School at 6 o'clock on May 18th. May 20th, Mr. Zodovich, Dr. Valentine, Mr. Unger, Ms. Balfour, Ms. Zelnowski, and Ms. Munoz will travel to Disneyland to pick up Morbay High School's Distinguished School Award. I'm jealous. I wish I could go there. And on May 24th, band's spring concert is at the PAC at 7 p.m. And just so you know, June events, June 1st is our Powder Puff game, which is when the girls get to play football, and the guys coach it, and the guys cheerlead for it. And you guys are all welcome to come, and it should be very entertaining. That's June 1st. And then spring choral concert at 7 o'clock at the PAC on June 9th. Shaving his head, so we're crossing our fingers on that one. AP tests are this week, and I will be taking that the AP history test on Friday, so that should be interesting. Makeups for the exit exam are May 10th and 11th. Our open house is Wednesday the 4th at 6:15, and everyone is welcome to come. Our Teacher of the Year rally is Friday, May 6th at 11:40 in the new gym. SATs are this Saturday. Ones and twos, and those will be at Cuesta. Our choir will be on the spring tour at the Golden State Choir Competition from the 15th to the 21st. Our school dance company, Momentum, will be having a performance on the 21st at 6:30 in the new gym. On the 18th, the FFA will be having their end-of-the-year banquet. On the 25th is Golden Tigers Awards at 6:30, and then on the 26th is Black and Gold, and those are both in the new gym. On the 29th and 30th, we are having our 24-hour relay challenge, and that's on the football field. And on the 31st, our drama club will be starting another play called Voices from the High School. That's on at 7:30, and it runs for 4 days. So that's what's going on at Slo High.
Thank you. Corey.
Hi, I'm Corey from Pacific Beach. On Monday, we started our last six-week marking period of the year, so that means that the seniors only have about 5 weeks to turn in the rest of their work so they can graduate. And our mock trial team is going to the Mason Middle School to help them practice for their mock trial because they need somebody to scrimmage against so they can get good. And PJ Pineda won the 12th grade poetry award at the county level for the writing contest. And on Friday, we will be going to the Special Olympics. Those of us who signed up, I am going to the Special Olympics, and we will be participating as buddies. On Thursday, we start Mrs. Jacobson's hiking class. We get PE credit for it, and we go on hikes up San Luis Hill. And I have a copy of the People First DVD, if anyone wants one, and I have a copy of the mock trial team against North County Christian, if anybody wants any of those, just come and ask me. And that's all.
Thank you all very much, and thank you for your patience in waiting while we conducted our other business. As always, you're free to go, free to stay and participate. We thank you for coming and joining us tonight. Okay, let's see. I think we'll take a little 10-minute break now. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, Mr. Jones.
That's quite all right. This will be very brief, but there's one more invitation I'd like to extend to the school board and to district administration and to the community. On Tuesday, May 17th, San Luis Obispo High School is hosting Tiger Family Success Information Night, and that will be in our gymnasium. It's a collaboration with the San Luis Obispo County Drug and Alcohol Services, San Luis Obispo Police Department, and the 24-Hour Relay Challenge. And in this unique evening seminar and discussion, we will be helping the community to learn about key strategies to support students as they face important decisions about alcohol and other drug use. And we'll have information presented by the school, presented by County Drug and Alcohol Services, and presented by San Luis Obispo Police Department. It begins at 5:30, and that's because we'll have a barbecue hosted by FFA, and for the first, we'll be able to feed the first 100 participants free, and then the presentation begins at 6:30 and should run up to about 8 o'clock, and there'll be a resource fair that will follow. So during your break, I'll put these flyers at your places so that you can attend if you're available. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. We'll recess or we'll adjourn. Now, what are we doing? What do we call that? We're taking a break, and we'll be back at 8:30.